Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got colon. Turn the world into one big Texas. 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 Red lights are flashing, a code red in the news. Kicks are getting swollen, you better cut the laces loose. The top begins to crumble, the beacon starts to fall. Voices echo past me down an intricate hall. Shadows in the bathroom, shadows on the stall. Black boots marching with a back against the wall. Sirens crease the moonlight and the rain comes pouring down. Flooding down in Houston and fires in the town. You gotta read it in the paper, hear it on the radio. We've got Texas steam and it's ready to blow. He's making his play, don't get in his way, or you'll hear from Ashcroft and the CIA. He's turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. Yeah, turning the world into one big Texas. Take a look, my bears in the shed. Yeah, they did again. Another negative spin on that CNN. You gotta fight them with your music. You gotta fight them with your pen. You gotta fight them with the phone calls and the letters that you send. Cause there's additional cracks in the Liberty Bell. Yeah, the water's running low in the American well. We gotta burn down the brush. You gotta turn up the heat. You gotta book a flight to Crawford and buy a front row seat. Because W's got a mission, and W's got a plan. Yeah, W's got his pistol, and it's burning in his hand. He's turning the world into one big Texas.
What's this you say?
Turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. Texas tornadoes, Texas blues, Texas cowboys, and Texas news, Texas rangers, Texas food, Texas overflowing with GW's crude. Give me a T for Texas, and a T for traitor, give me a T for terrible, and a current dictator. I got a T for twisted, and a T for truth. For the tornado that they just set loose. Cause he's turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. He's turning the world into one big Texas. Dick, you got Lay and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay and you got colon. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got colon.
Thank you for listening to great speeches and interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman, and we're continuing with billionaires and ballot bandits with the always entertaining investigative journalist Greg Palast on how to steal an election in 9 easy steps.
So Fred Thompson said, wait, you can't have foreign money in a U.S. election campaign. That's another felony. So he wanted to hold hearings and bust them all. You know, he got that badge from his acting class. And then Trent Lott, and I investigated. So I said, what the heck happened? It doesn't take long for me to figure this one out. You can figure it out, right? So I called a senator who knew exactly what happened, who was willing to talk to me. And I spoke to a couple staffers who were willing to talk to me. And they said what was obvious. Trent Lott, Senator Lott, the head of the Republican Senate leader, went to Thompson and said, not your night. It's not your night, big boy. So they took away all his committee powers. They shut down his investigation of both the Clintons, the Riottis, and the Kochs on the same day. And Thompson resigned from the Senate, but they let him keep his blonde committee counsel, the new Mrs. Thompson. They traded billionaires. They said, we don't do Riotti, they don't do Kochs. That's how it works, see? So everyone has their billionaires. And so if you're true blue, you may be upset reading this book because, yep, there are 37 billionaires at Romney's breakfast. There's a fourth of that at Obama's, but they've got enough, okay? Now, that's part of the game, but why? What's going on here and how? So what are they doing now? That's the history, okay? And the Supreme Court, people didn't notice, were also not only Citizens United saying you could be a corporation is a people that can donate. We can donate. Franken Corps. You can't, by the way, give more than $2,000, but they can. But they also had the speech now and decision, and also Republican National Committee, the Federal Election Commission, which said that not-for-profit charities can give unlimited donations and politic. Okay? Remember, Committee for Our Children's Future? It just came back. It just came back. And now it's legal. And another chapter and other nights I've been talking about Pat Robertson, but we'll leave that one aside for the moment. You'll just have to get the book because otherwise we'll be here all night, which will be just too much fun. So what do they do with this? What now? What does it mean for 2012? See, House Senate Election 9 Easy Steps. It says Greg Palast investigates the Koch gang, Karl Rove, and their buck buddies. What do we care about Osage Indians and Citizens United and Bill Clinton and all that stuff? Okay, the answer, there's two answers. One is data trust and the other is Themis, okay? What are these billionaires doing now? How do they take it out? Now, you were told that Greg Palast is the guy who uncovered how Catherine Harris got a database and knocked out tens of thousands of black voters from the voter rolls because they were ex-felons, ex-cons, who are not allowed to vote in Florida. And I got the discs, and I cracked them, and I found Willie Steen, a Gulf War veteran, never had a parking ticket, goes to vote with his 5-year-old son to give him a lesson in democracy. Boy, did he get it. They said, your dad's a criminal, felon, can't vote. It's true. Now, the interesting thing about Willie, even before I met him, I knew he was African-American. Why? Because right next to his name in those Florida voter rolls, it says BLA, next to every black person in Florida, BLA on the official voter rolls. Now, they're not guessing. They know what to do. Now, wait, how did it happen? And this is the important thing. People forget how it happens. There was a database that was handed to the state, which had the name of all these other felons around the country. Willie Osteen, like an Irish O apostrophe. Willie Osteen commits a crime in another state. Willie Steen, Gulf War veteran, BLA, loses his vote, et cetera, et cetera. Now, who did that, by the way? Where did they get these lists? Well, remember I said that Mitt was brunching with billionaires? And I mentioned the name Ken Langone. Who came up with that list? Who came up with the blacklist? Who came up with the drone hit of tens of thousands of black people? It was Ken Langone, created a database company. Now, why? Another billionaire. He didn't need to make a few bucks from some database company, but he did need to get a president. This is how he does it, Ken Langone, right? Now, what did he need it for? Oh, well, a guy named Elliot Spitzer is charging him with insider trading. See, the first thing these guys want is a get-out-of-jail-free card. But that apparently the change in the regime in Washington did not impress prosecutor Elliot Spitzer. So he was followed by Mr. Langone's people. Believe me, I keep it zipped. Well, not always if you read Vulture's Picnic. But I'm not running for anything. I'm running away. And there's good reasons. There are really good reasons why I had my pants off in the room with Miss Jamaica in London. It was the mirror photographer that seemed to create the problem. But that's how it works. Now, that list. Oh, that was ancient history. In fact, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits is a sequel to the best democracy money can buy, which is insane. Why am I writing a sequel to a book about the theft of elections in America? Doesn't anyone get it? I thought people would read it. I'd never have to write a sequel. They say, oh, yeah, that's terrible. Well, instead, Rove, Karl Rove. Now, if you don't know, he's George Bush, the president, had a nickname for everyone and named Carl after a flower in Texas, a turd blossom. And Mr. Blossom, okay, Mr. Blossom is back at it, see? Because right now, in Florida, you'll see in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits the latest list of ex-cons. And you know what? It's amazing what you can see when you're looking. Okay, Thomas John Brown commits a crime. And believe it or not, there is a Thomas Brown in Florida on the voter rolls. See, one nice thing about going after black folk, they make it really easy. They all have the same names, right? They use that. They dig statistics. Thomas John Brown commits a crime. Thomas Brown, BLA, loses his vote in Florida. Okay, now, and one of my favorites in here, Robert Moore commits a crime. And Bobby Moore, see, they have this fancy algorithms that they use so that Robert, when he re-registers as Bobby, they get him, right? So Robert Moore commits a crime and Bobby Moore loses her vote. B-O-B-B-I, Mrs. Bobby Moore. But they got it right because it was both were BLA. Okay, now, thousands and thousands and thousands of names. By the way, the New York Times ignored it the first time I wrote the story. The second time in 2004, they actually said, oh yeah, they're flawed lists. And we're seeing this now again. Oh, with the flawed lists of illegal alien voters, of fraudulent voters, the flawed lists. See, so when the U.S. media, which I have a section called I'm Depressed, and it's about what I call American journalistic lazy assism. Okay? The way that they report is they say, oh, the Democrats say the earth is round and the Republicans say the earth is flat and that there are dragons at the end and, you know, we're balanced. That's the best. In fact, in there, I quote National Petroleum Radio saying, didn't get that right? The reporter actually said about the alien voters that there is good, that the Republicans have good evidence that there are alien voters on the voter rolls, you know, like from Mars and stuff. Alien voters on the voter rolls. Good evidence, says NPR. And I'm picking on them because they're the best. Not like the foxhole, the peacock, the eyeball, which used to be just a pimple on, it's not an eyeball, it's a pimple on Viacom's rectum. But, now, they're the best. Strong, I try to contact NPR. What was the strong evidence? Now, if in BBC, if we say that there's strong evidence that there are illegal voters, that's saying someone's committed a crime, so we would have to find the criminal. So I said, do you have a name of some? Do you have a name of some? Oh, no, they had evidence. Did you check, did you find the voter? I mean, see, one thing about voter fraud, it's really easy to catch. It's insanely easy to catch. People hand you their name, their address, their social security number, last four digits. You can't miss them unless you don't want to find them. In case you'd rather, like with Bin Laden, just look but never find, because that's much more valuable. See, because if you looked and found, let me explain. There was no flawed felon list in 2000. There's no flawed felon list now. I've gone through the list. There's not one, zero, none illegal voter. Not one. And I can tell you this because I went to the Attorney General of Florida and said, now, if you found an illegal voter, would you arrest them? It's a felony crime. Absolutely. I said, here's a list of 94,000 from Catherine Harris. Where do we begin? I'll go with you. Film it. Bust them. And he said, you're kidding. It's just a list. It's just the presidency of the United States. It's just a list. 181,000 illegal alien voters in Florida. I told the governor of Florida, Scott, I said, listen, if you find 1 in 1,000 illegal alien vote, it's really unusual. Someone is an illegal alien and they submit their name and address to the state. Wow.
You can listen to great speeches and interviews on accesssacramento.org, or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
They want more names from the federal government. That's what the fight is about, right? And NPR, you know, one side says it's the other side. I said, why do they want names? They should want federal troops. We got the biggest crime wave in American history, 181,000 people committing a massive felonious crime. Why aren't we rounding them up? Because I said, well, you get fined one in 1,000, just 181. Bring them to me. Give me their names. And I will eat your underpants in the Capitol Rotunda. And I'm still hungry. One in 1,000. Yeah. And NPR. The evidence is that one time they actually deported someone named Juan Gonzalez. And there's someone on the voter rolls in Florida named Juan Gonzalez. Welcome to America. Now, what do they do with the databases? That's the simple stuff. I just gave you one. Purging. There's 9 ways. I'm not going to keep you here tonight with the 9 ways. It's one dirty trick of getting you to get billionaires and ballot bandits. Second one, caging. Okay, now, told you about Karl Rove. He has $250 million. $250 million. It doesn't have it. Crossroads is not a super PAC, as it's called. One end is a super PAC. Mostly, it is a social welfare organization. It's a charity. Remember? I said, besides Citizens United, underneath, quietly, was Speech Now, which was those charities, Committee for Our Children's Future, Christian Coalition, all these social welfare organizations whose welfare seems to involve finding BLA voters all over the country and going, pshh. Did you know, one of the nice statistics I found in those files that they won't let us look at anymore is that in the last 2 years, 22 million voters have been purged from the voter rolls of America. 22 million, 1 in 5 voters in the swing state of Colorado by the Republican Secretary of State, done so quietly that when I told the Democratic governor that he just lost 1/5 of his voters, he didn't know about it. They're good. They're really good. Okay, they're really good. And no one will stand up for these voters because they're fraudulent voters. See, the fraudulent voter, that's like the new terrorist sleeper cell, the red menace, the yellow peril. They're coming to get us. They're swimming across the Gulf of Mexico to vote, steal our elections, the fraudulent voter. They just can't find any. In fact, according to Tova Wang, Dr. Tova Wang, who did a study for these guys, she comes from a Heritage, from the Koch Foundation, and she... But she's a really honest professor, statistician. She was brought in as an expert to count the fraudulent voters, and she wrote a report called Voter Intimidation, Voter Suppression in America, because what she found is that the crime in voting is not what the voters do, it's what's done to them. And she wrote that report for the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission, and they changed the title of the report to Fraudulent Voting in America. And she said that it's more likely that you will get hit by lightning than commit an act of voting fraud. You know, they want the ID. That's all about, like, you will actually use someone else's name and go in and vote for them. You know, oh, I'm George Bush. Give me that. People don't do that. In fact, actually, I looked it up. It's 60 times more likely you'll get hit by lightning than commit an act of fraudulent voting. Only 6 a year. And yet, remember that number? 6 million votes and voters get lost to stop the 6 fraudulent voters. 1 million votes, citizens lose their rights for one fraudulent voter. And it's not just any citizens. It's not the ones at the billionaire's brunch, okay? They're not at the billionaire's brunch. That's the point. And it's not partisan because it's all about class war is the story. It's about those who have and those who don't. And when the point is that those who have ain't going to give you the right to have yours because they want all of it. Now, how? Karl Rove, Data Trust, $250 million, social welfare organization. What do? They have this big data mining operation. They were sending out letters to voters. High voter, first class, do not forward. And when the letter came back, they would go into a cage, physical cage actually, and they called those caged voters. Then they made up lists, thousands and thousands and thousands of names of caged voters, because these are fraudulent voters, obviously voting, because remember they said, do not forward. So if they're not at that address, they're obviously fraudulent voters, right? Well, who are they? Well, they sent letters to old Jewish ladies in Miami in August who are snowbirds, tend to go north. Okay, so do not forward, they could have their votes challenged. See, they went after the elderly of Zion. And it's not that they don't like Jewish voters, they just don't like bluish voters. But that was a very small group. The big groups, there, page after page I found of homeless shelters, page after page of students living in dormitories at traditionally black colleges, letters sent to them in August when they're not there now. And my favorite, or the most unusual, you got to look at page 116 of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and you will see Naval Air Station Jacksonville, Naval Air Station, Naval Air Station, Naval Air Station, military bases. They were sending letters to soldiers registered at their military base and do not forward. So if the soldier wasn't at their base, they would challenge them as a fraudulent voter. This is under contract with the Republican National Committee. Long may it wave. Right? Now, this is what they did. By the way, in case you are wondering, yes, it is legal for a soldier to send in an absentee ballot from a war zone. You can vote from under a Humvee. It's perfectly legal, Mr. Rowe. But, and here's the wonderful nature of this crime. I talked to one of the soldiers on the list, and he said, I got the vote. I said, what do you mean? He said, I mailed in my ballot. I said, was it counted? Well, I don't know. Exactly, because they challenge it. You don't even know it's challenged, and it's in the garbage. 488,000 absentee ballots mailed in, not counted, okay? I don't know what the new system is in Washington. Oregon's the only system that I know of so far that has an app. They will contact you if there's a challenge to your ballot. I don't know about Washington. Maybe they do. But I'll tell you this. They sure as hell don't in those swing states, okay? There will be 26 million ballots mailed in, and 2 million. There, every expert says minimum 2 million will be challenged and lost and put in the dumpster. Soldiers, but not just any soldiers, BLA soldiers. Okay, now, Bobby Kennedy, who wrote the beginning and later chapter in the book, I'm not a lawyer. He is, dean of the law school. And he said what they did because they targeted people by race and religion. He said, that's a crime. Karl Rove should be in jail. That's just his opinion. He's dean of the law school, and his daddy wrote the law, Voting Rights Act. And he said his assistant, Tim Griffin, should be in jail, but he's not in jail. He's in Congress. I want you to know that when I expose this matter, I'll tell you what happened when I expose this matter, but he has he has an assistant, too, that was involved, a guy named Matt Rhodes. He's not in jail either. Where's Matt Rhodes today? Oh, he's campaign manager for Mitt Romney. All right. Now, is it about partisanship? No. Who busted these guys? By the way, I got these because, well, Carl sent me and Tim sent me their emails, the caging list. They don't always do that. But, you know, Tim Griffin, congressman, is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And he sent out to, you know, the Republican National Committee chairman, statechairman.org, you know, the RNC.org, as opposed to RNC.com. RNC.org is owned by my friend, John Wooden, who sent me the emails as soon as he got them. I'm not allowed to look at them under BBC rules if it's not an email address to me, unless there's evidence of criminality. And plenty of evidence of criminality. So that's what those... See, I don't care, frankly. If they want to spend $250 million on ads telling us we need a commander-in-chief whose horse gets stuck in the car elevator, I don't care. God bless America. This is free speech. Do say what you want. Sell me whatever soap you want. Okay? Don't make fun, by the way, of Romney's car elevators. Those cars are so old, they can't take the stairs. Couldn't resist. Yeah.
Offshore drilling is completely safe. You're getting sleepy. Tax cuts for the rich create new jobs. You're getting sleepy. Financial corporations will police themselves, and illegal aliens are stealing all your pens. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, you'll awake refreshed and vote Republican. White people are the real victims of racism. You're getting sleepy. Fox News is fair and balanced. Sleepy. Healthcare is a privilege and not a right. We can work together to wipe out the middle class. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, you'll awake confused and vote Republican. I'm not saying Barack Obama is a foreign-born Islamist puppy eater. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you decide. There's no evidence to suggest that Nancy Pelosi is a 1,000-year-old Nazi vampire. But that's what I heard. Somebody said that. It was me. Democrats want to put you in a re-education camp and kill your grandma and bring Stalin back to life. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, Republican. Vote for us and we'll prove it. John Boehner uses no tanning products. Sleepy. Newt Gingrich doesn't make shit up. Sleepy. Ben Quayle is gonna knock the hell out of Washington. Ronald Reagan. Count to three and steal the White House, China. You'll vote Republican. When I snap my fingers and invade Ontario, you'll vote Republican. And when I drag the nation through 8 years of carnage and incompetence and leave the place a bigger mess than Lindsay Lohan's trailer, then blame the Democrats for cleaning up too slow. You will awake refreshed, confused, and somewhat paranoid, and you'll remember nothing. And vote Republican. Almost comatose. One, two.
More from Great Speeches and Interviews after these messages.